Hello, and welcome to Canyon Creek. I'm Bill Gannon, and I'm here with my wife Jessica and my sons, Ian and Colin. And today, we'd like to talk about...
Hi, welcome back. We are on the road. We are headed to Connecticut to see my brother Tom and his family. His daughter Annika has graduated high school, and they are having a graduation party for this weekend. And we are driving up on Friday night, the 28th of June. We just stopped off at McDonald's for a very good, nutritious dinner. Oh, by the way, we're bringing our dog Django with us, too. So that's going to be interesting. Meet their dog, Charlie. So, yeah.
Wait, they have a dog?
Yes, they
do. Oh, yeah, they have a dog. I forgot about that. Yep. I haven't been there in ages.
Oh, no, we haven't been up to see them in quite some time.
Yeah, so probably pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Probably.
5 years.
Yeah. So, Ian actually had an interesting game for us to play on our way up, and it is a would you push the button type of question. So, Ian, if you could, can you explain what kind of game this is?
So, the game Would You Press the Button, for those of you who don't know, is a hypothetical based off the idea that you are presented with a button. And you are told or shown the effects of this button. One positive and one negative. And these positives and negatives can vary between life and death. Or just, you know, like... every light you pass by is green or something. It always varies. And it depends on how much you're willing to sacrifice and how much you're willing to get rewarded. So I have a few for the family here.
Okay.
Would you press the button if it gave you the ability of exercising for an hour would make you beautiful? But if you exercise for an hour, you'll become considerably dumber.
Huh.
Is that an hour a day or just 1 hour?
Just an hour. Oh, sorry, it wouldn't make you beautiful. It would make you more beautiful. You wouldn't just look like Ryan Reynolds after a week. You'd become more beautiful.
I don't know. I think I could do with being looking like Ryan Reynolds. I don't know. What do you think, huh?
No, I wouldn't kick you out.
Gee, thanks.
But personally, I would not. I don't want to be dumber.
Yeah, I would agree. The idea of being dumber is not appealing.
What about you, Colin?
I would rather be small than beautiful.
Colin, could you please bring up the mic?
No, he's good. Actually, Ian, I was thinking if you wanted to loop your mic back around back through again, now that I have some decent tonage.
Okay.
All right, so I think what do you want? What would you want to do, Ian?
I think I would agree with the rest of the family on this. Being considerably dumber would be not very smart, so I wouldn't really want to do that. Okay. Next.
I think we all agree.
Do you have a car coming up like that?
No.
All right, so what's next?
Would you press the button if you would achieve celebrity status, but none of the other celebrities would like you?
Mm. Would anyone like you?
But the whole idea behind celebrity status is that people like you.
Well, what if you don't want to be in a Brat Pack, Dad? But, other people could still like you, like family members and friends and stuff. But if they achieve celebrity status, they just immediately hate you.
I could live with that.
Yeah, I think I could.
I could live with that.
The hazing would be...
Except, I'd like The Rock to like me. And Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
I would say if all my friends and family would also turn into celebrity status, I would say no. But if it was only me, I would say yes.
You see, I would not take this because if I wanted a good producer that was well known, they wouldn't produce any songs for me. If I wanted a good director that was well known, they wouldn't cast me in a movie. So, a lot of the ways that you can keep your celebrity status would require other celebrities.
Okay.
That's a good point.
That makes a lot of sense.
Would you press the button if you could understand every language on Earth, but you were mute, so you couldn't communicate with anyone? And this includes sign language.
No.
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 You're the quiet kid.
That doesn't mean he wants to be silent forever.
No, I don't think I would. I mean, yeah, I could always write things down, but that would still be a pain in the butt.
Yeah. No, I would not want that.
I don't think I'd want that. I mean, I might take it, but overall, I don't think I would.
I mean, what's the point of understanding every language in the world if you can't communicate?
Actually, yeah, because any use you could have for it, you need to talk to people to get that, like, job.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Any others?
Would you press the button if you would have the ability to read minds, but you wouldn't be able to distinguish the difference between reading their mind and hearing them talk, so you don't know what they're keeping secret?
Mm.
That'd be kind of funny.
So if you're next to a person, unless you're looking at them and seeing their mouth move, you don't know if you're hearing it or just reading their mind.
You don't know if you're reading your mind or hearing it, exactly.
I think some things are best kept secret.
That should be, yeah. No.
So I would not know?
I mean, I would take mind reading and all, but this, I feel like you'd lose friends because people think you're a stalker. Because you'd bring up something that they already said, but they just thought it. And
right.
They didn't actually say it. And they're like, how did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think I would take it.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Okay. I'm tempted. But
really?
Why
are you tempted?
Because I like to know what people are thinking. I'm always afraid somebody's, like, mad at me or doesn't like me. And because of my anxiety, I feel like it would actually be helpful. But at the same time, I don't think I would, because I do think it's intrusive. You know, people are allowed to keep their private thoughts private.
Okay.
See, I don't get that. I'd still take reading minds. It's just that you want to know if they actually said it or not. That's the one part that got me. Okay. Would you press the button if you... Oh, no, this is cold. All right, Mom and Daddy can't answer this. Colin, would you press the button if you would find your soulmate, but they were already happily married with kids?
No.
Ow.
Of course not.
You don't have to
turn down the volume.
Of course not.
Not that quiet.
Of course not.
Okay, I don't think I would take it either.
Why would I take it if they were already married?
Yeah, it does you no good.
I don't think I can say my answer on the podcast. So, I don't think I could say the answer to your question, Colin, on the podcast. Next. Hold on. Would you press the button if you would get your dream house, your dream car, and your dream job, but you will have to live with your least favorite ex?
Oh, shit.
Wait, we're allowed to say that? Or are you going to cut that out?
I'll allow. The F-bomb is not allowed.
No.
But S, the shit and crap and damn and hell.
Profanity.
Just say the first letter. Got it.
Dad, would you?
Considering how many times he's gotten slapped.
Yeah, but no. I don't. No. That was a mess and not worth revisiting at all. So no, I would not. I would cry because I'd have to drive by it all the time, I'm sure, because that's just the kind of hell that I'd be living in.
So you're really giving up a Mustang?
You don't know this person, Ian. Yes, I'm giving up the Mustang.
Even I don't know this person, and I can tell you, Dad, there is almost no enticement on earth that Dad would.
Yes, because I don't even have an ex.
Well, you guys can't really answer this question. My answer would be no. Having all that wonderful stuff is meaningless if you're miserable.
Would you press the button? You will get one superpower of your choosing, but every time you use that power, it will shorten your life, and you don't know by how much. It could be anywhere between a minute and a decade, and you don't know.
I don't want to be like 80 years old, teleport, and then instantly die.
No, I would not. Because any superpower I would want would be something that I would be using on a regular basis.
I choose the power of immortality. No, immortality sucks.
And then the universe implodes.
Immortality sucks, I hate it.
I don't mean it.
Wait, if you use it at all times, would you eventually become negative life? Anyway.
Anyway. To be fair.
I feel like the powers I would choose would be in life or death scenarios. So it would help me survive in the short term, and then in the long term, I die like a little bit sooner. So I think I'd be fine. I think I'd take it.
Okay. What about you, Colin?
No.
No.
I don't have to teleport and then instantly die because my heart stopped beating.
What about you, Dad?
Sorry, I was thinking about the other question. And what was the question again?
You were thinking about your ex.
No, the...
And thank you for that. He's going to have nightmares tonight.
Yeah. Okay. You will get one superpower of your choosing. Every time you use it, it will shorten your life by some amount that you don't know.
Oh, okay.
Between a minute and a decade, I would say.
No, I don't think I'm a fan of that. I don't think that would be worth the shortening of my life.
I just thought of something.
What?
What if there's like a Gen Beta K to take this... Like a Gen Alpha kid take this and then keep on using it and become the oldest Gen Alpha kid ever. Like as old as a boomer.
Okay, Colin, I have a question for you specifically.
Yeah?
You can make anyone fall in love with you, but their love would be obsessive, so you'd have a helicopter girlfriend.
What does that mean?
It means, I'm pretty sure Dad has had one before, and maybe Mom.
I have never had a helicopter boyfriend.
Didn't one propose to you on the second date or something?
Did one what?
One boyfriend proposed to you on the second date.
No. It was the third date.
Oh. That's not the third date rule, though.
You.
I didn't think it was the third date rule.
Third date not rule the third is date. Something else.
That's not the third date rule.
Okay. So, basically, Colin, everywhere you go, she texts you, "Hey, where are you? How you doing? You doing okay?"
No.
Anytime you talk to each other, she'd just be like going on and on and on and on about her love for you.
No, because that would get annoying.
Okay.
But here is an interesting question. Dad, have you ever had a helicopter girlfriend like that?
I had what could have been the beginning of a helicopter girlfriend. I think I was seeing her when we started dating.
Oh, you told me about her.
And I was not thrilled with that at all. So, by the way, the rustling you're hearing is probably hamburger wrappers, french fry wrappers. So please feel free to ignore me.
Okay, this one is for all you foodies out there. Thinking about food makes you richer, but you will never get the food that you're truly craving.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I could just crave my least favorite food.
No, like you can't control cravings.
Oh, man.
That means no more pepperoni pizza there.
Yeah.
Wait, how much money? You have to give me
just money.
How much?
No. There's a guy, that could be like $5 or $5 million.
Well, what are you asking me?
You're the one who posed the question.
I didn't come up with it. Alright, so for those of you who don't know, these are very broad.
So, my answer would be conditional on how much money. If it was a lot of money, my answer would be yes, I would push the button. If it was something like $5 or $10, then no.
I would say $100 or above dollars, yes.
But is it $5 or $10 every time you go?
Every time you think of food.
Well then, yeah. That's worth the pressing the button there.
Not even just hunger, just thinking of food. Like, you could watch a British baking show and make a yearly salary.
All right. In that case, yes, that would be fine.
Yes, definitely.
I would take it. Okay, that was it for this website.
All right.
That was good.
Huh. And thank you for that.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun.
Hopefully we'll have more fun games like that. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you again. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.